the beers we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed. Put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday morning. Text line, time permitting, 251-343-0106. That's how you get in touch with the show. Joining us now on the line, he is our regular Tuesday guest. Always a pleasure to have him on. The chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, John Wall, is with us. Chairman, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to be on the show.
Thanks for making time for us. We really do appreciate you coming on and taking the time to be here. Well, you put out a couple of statements, and I saw what happened in Montgomery on Saturday night. There's obviously, with all of this, there's some kind of political component or whatnot. But the party getting involved here and putting out and speaking so forcefully? Talk a little bit about that decision.
Well, look, I think it's because crime does not know a party, right? Like this is something that affects every single person in every single community, in every single state in the country. So I think it's incredibly important we look at this holistically. This is something that affects everyone. It doesn't matter whether you're Republican, a Democrat, or independent. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter whether you're white or black. Crime affects everyone on a personal level. And so I think this is something we should all be involved in. This is something we should all come together and should all be able to condemn. And we should all be able to try to find a solution to protect our families, protect our local communities, and protect our neighborhoods. And that's what, with the statements I put up, that's what I was really calling for is, look, let's come together. Let's try to create unity. I would love to see the leaders in Montgomery ask the Trump administration for help. And one of the things I highlighted was the fact that they had just kind of pushed back and were very negative towards Senator Tuberville. When Senator Tuberville talked about, if he was governor, how he would try to help with the crime issue. And they were like, we don't need that help. And I think that's a sad answer, because the answer should be, we should all want to help each other as we're working to protect citizens and the enjoyment of their daily lives.
Well, Chairman, I think it's this, and it's no secret. This is going on in mayors who openly identify or align themselves with the Democratic Party, and we're doing it their way there. We're doing it their way, and their way doesn't work. And
in fact, their way is failing the
people. Failing miserably.
Of these cities.
Yeah.
Horribly. That's right.
Go ahead.
And that really, I was going to say, that really is the bottom line. Look, you can say you don't want to, they can say they don't want to bring partisan into this, but look, the bottom line is the policies that our leaders make have real world consequences. Things like defunding the police, not supporting our law enforcement. Easy catch and release, bail, moneyless bail. These things have consequences, and the consequences are increased crime. Criminals have easier lives. They're not being locked up. There's not consequences for their actions, and that leads to more of it. And that's what these Democrat leaders have to realize. Look, this is not actually about party politics, if you will. What it's about are the values and the principles and the policies that are implemented. And those policies have horrible consequences. And we need to recognize that, and both Republicans and Democrats need to start putting policies in place that actually put people first, put our communities first, and protect our citizens from crime.
Right. Well, and here's kind of my take on it. Like, look, I think this is certainly true in Randall Woodfin's Birmingham, but I think it's true, especially this last weekend in Montgomery. They let the little crimes go. They say, we're not going to lock you up for marijuana possession. We're not going to lock you up for, whatever, public drunkenness, you name it. Whatever the crime is, those are too low level for us. We're focused on the big crime, and that's the way we're going to proceed. And so that being said,
then they're surprised when crime grows.
Right. So you don't prosecute, you don't enforce the law equally. Then what do you think the logical reaction? Well, there's just always going to be this pushing of the envelope.
No, that's 100% correct. And And I'm going to take this a step even further, talking about the flawed policies of the left. And that is having removed morality, removed God, removed the idea that life is precious from our education system. We have an entire generation of young people who have not been taught to respect and value the sanctity of human life. And I think that's something that we have to address as well. This is a, you know, crime is not a, does not just happen. Hatred and lack of respect for other people's property doesn't start with the act. It starts with the hearts of the people, and especially these young people. And I think that is absolutely a reflection on the, in our education system. And I think we need to get back to the basics. We need to understand that. We need to understand, look, these actions that we've taken as a society have consequences. And when you take morality out of the hearts of young people, it leaves a vacuum, it leaves a void. And I think that's what we're seeing is we need to replace that void, because what it leaves is people who do not respect human life, do not respect people's property, do not respect personal responsibility. And I think we're reaping the bad fruit that we have sown as a society over the last 20, 30 years.
Well, and so, I mean, it's like you say, though, the idea, and maybe it, the cultural part of it, rejecting your higher power and replacing it with like a secular government, and the value of human life is lessened. These tenants, when you reject them from public space, be it schools or whatever, then this is also a consequence. But it's also, I mean, just more tangibly, you know, this idea the Democrats are running on, we have too much police, that they're too scary, that we need more social workers, less police officers. These ideas, I think, are ones that really you can really draw attention to.
Now, 100%. And I think they go hand in hand, right? So the first one, if you have a moral, upright society that is built on character and truth and values, you wouldn't need police. Ironically, it is the flawed policies the left have pushed on us in our society as a whole that have actually led to the critical need for a police force, for law enforcement, for law and order, that they're then trying to undermine at that level as well. So I think they go hand in hand, but you're absolutely right. Look, the idea that we have national leaders, and I'm going to call them the radical left because that's what it is, that are saying we should defund the police, that we should not prosecute criminals, that we should turn them back onto the street because, you know what, life is hard, so let's just let them go.
Cashless bill, stuff like that.
Yes, create more victims. Like, literally take people who have hurt people, who have hurt people, and put them back on the street so they can do it again. It's so far out of reality, and it's such a lack of common sense that the average everyday American cannot even comprehend it. And I think that's where we're at. We've got to get back to the basics. We've got to get back to common sense. And it shouldn't. It is really not a political issue. This is a common sense issue to actually punish people when they do something wrong. Like, this is not a complicated issue.
Well, so it's this, though. It's this idea, the governance, that, hey, you had a hard life. You had a hard upbringing. We're going to go easy on you. The system is going to go easier on you than anyone else because of this. So this is how we're going to compensate. And that doesn't work. It clearly doesn't work. And that's the discussion that needs to be had. You got to apply the law equally. We're all equal in the eyes of the law. And I think in these blue cities all across the country, including in Alabama, they don't apply the law equally.
Well, and that's why we call it law and order, right? You're absolutely correct. There has to be a clear standard. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. And you know what? I have a heart for those who are raised in hard circumstances. But if you encourage them to break the rules to get ahead, you're actually hurting them more than anyone else. They're the true victims here, are those who are not being taught personal responsibility, are not being taught that their actions have consequences, and are not being encouraged to get their life together and to find a way to be productive with what they have. Because hurting other people is never the answer and should never be encouraged.
Right. And so when you devalue the law enforcement presence, when you say it's We need easier policing or whatever. The police are too heavy-handed. They're strong arm. This is authoritarian or whatever they're saying, be it ICE or being anything. Then you also marginalize every other aspect of law enforcement. You also, you know, that people are given license. The brain works that way, right? That you don't have to respect law enforcement. And then it leads to this chaos that we're seeing. And I'm not, it's not just this incident in Montgomery, but this has been going on in Montgomery since Stephen Reed was sworn into office.
Yeah. Well, look, and you know, there's a group of people who never complain about law enforcement. And you know who those people are? They're the people who are literally facing someone shooting them with a gun or robbing their property or burglarizing. They are never upset about law enforcement coming to save them or save their property. And that's the reason law enforcement is so important, because we may, every single, Lord willing, we won't need them. But if we ever do, it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, far left liberal, you're going to be thankful for police in the moment when your life is threatened. And that's the reason we should all be thankful for our first responders, and we should all be thankful for law enforcement, because hopefully we never need them. But if we ever do, it won't matter who you are, you're going to be thankful they're there.
I'm joined by John Wallace, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, here on the program. But let me add this, though, too. You mentioned Mayor Reed's comments about Tommy Tuberville, but he's gone after the attorney general, Donald Trump. The attorney general's gone after Steve Marshall. He's gone after Kay Ivey now. And so, you know, these aren't small figures. And I think, you know, I talked about this before. I think the 2024 election, a lot of it was about getting tough on crime. And that's exactly what we see Trump doing in these cities. And there's a criminal element here that Stephen Reed's not able to take care of here. And I mean, it's straight up gang violence.
Well, look, he either doesn't want to, or he is not capable of stopping this activity. Either way, it is critical, I believe, that we see our community, our state, our nation come together to oppose crime and to find a solution to it. And if our local leaders won't do it, I think it is absolutely legitimate for the federal government or for the state government to get involved. And I'm very, you know, I was very proud of Kay Ivey's statement where she came out and the state, you know, saying, look, we're going to look into this area and putting a comprehensive plan together for the state to get involved to help protect innocent families and innocent individuals in our metro area. Because that's what this is really about. This is not about heavy handedness from the top. This is about government protecting individuals, protecting their lives and their property. And I think that's what people don't understand, is this is absolutely not just a legitimate role of government, but one of the duties of government is to protect citizens in their own safety. No one should have to worry about their property being destroyed or their life being taken while just walking down the street in Montgomery. So I applaud, you know, Governor Ivey. I applaud Donald Trump for his efforts on the national level. And I think what we should see is local communities embracing the state and federal level that are doing the right thing and trying to support law and order across our entire in every community across our state and nation.
Yeah, it's I guess the point here to make here, when it comes to politics, it just underscores the differing philosophies. I mean, you know, we can really get into it and really analyze it and try to understand it. But I think that you look at Democratic Party policies and the results versus Republican-controlled areas, and the results are different. And that's where the hay needs to be made.
That's right. Look, there's a very clear difference in leadership. There's a very clear difference in results. And the bottom line is, Democrat leaders would rather embrace crime than work with Republicans to stop it. And I think that is an absolute tragedy. And it is something that needs to be made clear to the voters and to the people. Because at the end of the day, that's one of the key aspects of government, is being able to work together for the good of every single individual. And defending people's safety is just as important as defending their rights and freedoms. The right to life is the fundamental building block to all other rights. And I think it's so important that we go back to the basics and we put people first again. And that's the bottom line. these Democrat leaders who will refuse to protect their citizens, refuse to work with Republicans to protect their citizens, are not showing examples of good government, and they're not putting people first. And that's what government was created to do in America, to serve the people and to put them first, not government or not political aspirations.
Well, I mean, and lastly, kind of additionally here, that, you know, these mayors in these cities, at least with Woodfin and Reed, well, look at our statistics. Our statistics are showing a decline, but I know this is anecdotal and what happened is one incident, but, you know, these incidents seem to be more numerous in these cities, despite whatever they're telling us about the statistics.
Well, look, there's an old quote that I love, and it's, numbers don't lie, but liars use numbers. You can cherry pick and pull out certain instances where maybe something is declining, or maybe something is in this area or that area. There's a decrease, or there's not as many of this type of crime. But the bottom line is, when you look at a trend, and not just from year to year, but if you look at a consistent trend line over the last 20 or 30 years, there is no doubt that crime is increasing. There's no doubt that suicides are increasing with our young people. That's where I go back to. I think this is at the end of the day, a systemic societal problem. Crime is definitely getting worse. And I think that's something that we need to recognize and we need to be honest about, so we can then have an intellectual debate on what policies are best to stop it. If you have people, denial does not stop crime. Denial just prevents us from finding a solution.
Chairman Folks, want to find out more about the Alabama Republican Party? How can they do so?
Well, we always like to stay connected. Of course, we're on all major social media at Alabama Republican Party. And then, of course, our website, where they can sign up for a newsletter to join the party, is algop.org.
Chairman, thanks for coming on. We'll do it again soon.
Always good to be on the show.
All right, Chairman John Wall there. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Somebody take me home.